This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Easter Monday, April 5th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The escalation of political repression in Hong Kong continues to grow, reports EvangelicalFocus.com. After passing the controversial national security law on July 1, 2020, which has limited demonstrations in the city, China's National People's Congress recently approved a series of amendments to Hong Kong's basic law that affect its electoral system. Now, dramatically fewer deputies will be chosen directly by the citizens, and the candidates for election will undergo a prior examination by the Communist Chinese Party to assess their degree of, quote, patriotism, end quote. The missionary church in Cuba and the roof of its parsonage were recently stoned during a prayer vigil, reports Evangelical Focus. Not surprisingly, Pastor Yoel Demetrio is a well-known activist against the Cuban government in the city of Las Tunas. Demetrio said, quote, "We ask God that those who ordered these attacks against the church repent and know that God will always bless his children," end quote. Jesus said, "You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Matthew 10, verse 22. On Friday afternoon, 25-year-old Noah Green, a Nation of Islam devotee, purposely crashed into a U.S. Capitol barricade, resulting in the later death of 18-year veteran William Evans. The driver was gunned down by police, reports the New York Post. Florida GOP Representative Matt Gaetz' communications director has resigned after the lawmaker was hit with further claims amid the Justice Department's investigation into alleged sexual misconduct, reports TheBlaze.com. On Tuesday, Gaetz acknowledged to Axios that the Department of Justice was investigating him over allegations of sexual misconduct after the New York Times reported the probe and claims that the lawmaker had a sexual relationship with the 17-year-old. The Times noted that, quote, "investigators are examining whether Mr. Gaetz violated federal sex trafficking laws," end quote, by allegedly paying for the minor to travel with him.
It is a horrible allegation, and it is a lie. The New York Times is running a story that I have traveled with a 17-year-old woman, and that is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case.
Gaetz, age 38, claims that he and his family were being targeted for the extortion of money over false claims of sexual misconduct.
On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away.
He told Fox News' Tucker Carlson that the man who led the scheme is a former Justice Department official named David McGee. However, McGee denies Gaetz's claims. On Friday, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis banned the use of so-called vaccine passports in the southeastern U.S. state, citing, quote, "individual freedom," end quote, reports AFP. The governor's executive order prohibits government offices from issuing any, quote, "standardized documentation," end quote, certifying that an individual has been immunized against COVID-19. It also prohibits private companies in Florida from requiring any type of document from their customers certifying their vaccination or immunity after they have recovered from the coronavirus. The order by DeSantis, an ardent supporter of former President Donald Trump, who is seen as a future potential presidential candidate, argues that, quote, "so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports reduce individual freedom and will harm patient privacy," end quote. And finally, appearing on Generations Radio with Kevin Swanson, Nick Loeb, the producer of the new pro-life film Roe v. Wade, said there were definitely some obstacles to getting the movie produced.
We did hit some bumps from, you know, agencies telling their actors not to do the movie, from locations not allowing us to use it because of the content.
In addition, Loeb complained that the secular media, like Variety, incorrectly claims that there are factual errors in the film.
We put up a fact check section on our website, RoeVWadeMovie.com fact check, where you can read the scene and then you can see the actual source. If we came from a newspaper, an autobiography, a letter, an interview of where we actually sourced where it came from. There was an article that came out in Variety, the Hollywood publication. It says anti-abortion drama has no use for facts. It proceeds in the article to not debunk one thing in the entire movie.
Of the 11 facts that the film Roe v. Wade documents on its website are these four facts. First, Norman McCorvey, the Roe of the 1973 Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, was lied to and exploited by her attorneys, Sarah Weddington and Linda Coffey. Second, Dr. Mildred Jefferson mentions that the producers of the TV series, Maud, were paid by activists $10,000 for an episode favorable to abortion. Third, Bernard Nathanson, the abortionist who killed 75,000 unborn babies, became pro-life through a religious conversion and produced the Silent Scream documentary. Loeb plays Nathanson in the Roe v. Wade film. And fourth, at the time the Supreme Court was hearing and deciding on Roe v. Wade, family members of some Supreme Court justices were volunteering for Planned Parenthood, the abortion provider and advocate for full legalization of abortion, or pushing to legalize abortion. Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." Watch the trailer for the movie Roe v. Wade and watch the film on iTunes through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Easter Monday, April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.